It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
My whole rule with pets, right, is I don't want anything in the house that I can't be sure I'm the boss of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, dude, you're going to struggle with your second baby then.
No. It's like, yeah, well, it'll probably kill me in a different way. But do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want anything in my house that can kill me, yeah? Big dogs? I don't want a dog that could overpower me.
What about the chemicals in the cupboard? You're not... I mean, mate, this is just the anxious brain. As soon as you say all that, it's like you're surrounded by things that can kill you, mate. Just lean into it.
I think you're missing the point.
Okay.
Chemicals can be relatively predictable, unless, of course, you're Loggy, and so you're mixing them to get that extra clean.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you've blown up your house.
You created an innocuous gas.
So
scary animals.
So, yeah. So I'm not going to have kind of bitey things, and I'm not going to have big animals that can, you know, turn on me.
A monkey.
And I can't defend myself. Yeah. Like a chimpanzee that could rip me face off.
Yes, that happens.
Okay.
It's terrifying.
Hence why I'll never have snakes in the house as pet, right?
You look like you'd be an amazing snake guy, though.
No.
You've got that vibe.
No, absolutely
yeah,
not.
You do.
No, I do not accept. Do not accept that.
You got chest tats, mate.
Yeah,
you're a snake.
What?
You're a snake guy.
Okay, so, it may not just be enough for you to not have snakes as pets to protect yourself, it appears. Because this Austrian man has a neighbour that has a python, and it escaped through a drain, and it's not the owner's problem anymore. It's now this guy's problem.
Oh no!
Austrian man sat down on the toilet.
No.
And felt a pinch on his genitals.
I wonder which part.
Jumped to his feet, only to find a 5-foot albino python staring back at him.
Well, I mean, that's amazing anyway.
Well, then he looked in the toilet.
You need more fiber in your diet, mate.
The 65-year-old from the southern city of Graz was bitten around 6 a.m. Monday as he went to the toilet in his apartment.
No.
He called officers. I don't know what kind of officers. Do you call the police?
I've been bitten on.
It's a dangerous python in the toilet.
It's a white python.
who arrived alongside a local reptile expert who came to remove the snake from its hiding spot. And meanwhile, the man was taken to hospital so he could be treated for minor injuries, which is a little bit insulting if you ask me. If that ever happens to me, I don't want you to report them their minor injuries.
No.
Nothing about that story is minor.
No.
Yeah, it's all... Major?
Major injuries. Major damage, major appendages.
Nothing minor. Nothing minor. Medics said that fortunately pythons are not venomous, but there's a risk the bite could become infected from bacteria in the toilet.
Does it say, once again, where? Just... Was it?
Oh, well, where do you think? We were talking about tea bags before.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's that.
That's absolutely where
I thought it might have been the in-between part.
Yeah,
no.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Mate, I have a story about, it's possibly one of my weirdest injuries I've ever gotten in my life.
Oh, really? You've had a few?
Yes, I have had a few. You know very well that at my house, in Ocean Grove, our bathroom is massive. It takes up basically half the house.
Yeah, and you've got a big spa bath with a shower over it, but no shower curtain.
No glass, nothing.
No glass, no curtain. Yeah. You're just flapping in the breeze.
It's awesome because I don't have to clean the glass. But I can see that the previous owners do have like a TV, an insert for a TV there.
Like a socket?
Yeah. So I kind of feel like... I don't know what went down in that spa, but I'm imagining that scene in Back to the Future when Biff has those girls in the spa and they're watching TV.
No idea what you're talking about, mate.
Someone will. Anyway, so you get used to just being in your space and doing your normal thing.
Sure.
Just like when you go to someone's house, if you have a soft closing toilet, you better believe you are slamming the toilet down.
Yes, I've done that so many times.
Right? Same with cupboards. If you have soft closing cupboards, boom, you go to someone else's house, it's all over.
Yeah.
Right?
It's embarrassing.
But, yeah, injuries can occur. And so I was stayed at Mum and Dad's over the weekend. And their bathroom, a little bit smaller.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But I've grown up in this bathroom. So, you know, I go in there with confidence.
You got muscle memory.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. And that bathroom is, man, the tiles in that bathroom, great.
Can I guess? Are they like a brown colour?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but like with like...
They've got a brown a brown flower.
Oh, really?
With like white leaves, okay. Like imprinted in them.
Sure. I imagined more like a marble block. Chocolate, that kind of tile.
It's kind of like a grey brown. There's like layers, like grey and brown.
How very
beautiful.
European.
Yeah, so European. Double basin, right? And then we have a separate toilet and a separate shower.
Taps, yellow, that yellow plasticky on the handles?
Nope, gold.
No. Gold.
Gold coloured, not gold in particular. Yeah. But they're, you know, they've got one tap for cold, one tap for hot.
Sure.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So it's just the one room, okay? Because, like I said, toilet in a completely different room, shower in a completely different room.
Yeah, I remember you've told us about
It's great. This is the only way to live.
Yeah.
If I have my perfect house, this is how I will make it.
You'd have a shower room.
Shower room, that's toilet
weird.
Room.
No, the shower
it's not
room's
weird,
weird,
mate.
No, the shower
guess
room's
what?
Weird.
Guess
no,
what? Guess what? Growing up in a house of six, someone can be in the toilet, someone else can be in the shower, someone else can be in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, I get
All
it.
All right, yeah.
I see the logic, it's good. But it's still weird.
It's not weird. Anyway, so because my muscle memory wasn't as good and whatever, I was kind of moving around
flapping
with the,
around
with
like
the air.
Would, like you would in the good part of Ocean Grove.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to bend over. Okay, to like spit my teeth out, spit my toothpaste out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
take your teeth out.
Spit my teeth
before you
out.
Go to bed.
My toothpaste. And when I bent over, the door, I normally have quite a bit of space at my house, but the door was there. And so I have a bruised crack at the
you
moment.
You caught the door in your bum
and
crack.
I was like, bang, bang,
to the double.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Yeah, it's Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday-based game. It works like this. We play a little bit of a song, and you and I cast our minds back, our memories back, through the mists of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song, because that's generally a good indication as to the year that it was released.
Where were we crying?
You did a lot of crying. I've discovered in the time that we've played this game.
Mate, it's an emotion. Not anymore.
Not
anymore. Get medicated.
Tablets say no.
Tablets say no.
What we'll do is we'll then write it down on the year down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
We reveal in three. It's closest to that going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry Emder.
And I think that's about all we need to know, isn't
that's
it?
That's it, mate. Just right. Good fun times ahead. Let's kick it.
Okay, and if you're playing along at home but you're in the car, then don't write it down. Just play up here in your head. Okay, question number one today.
Thank you. I wasn't sure. Okay, see, these type of songs are just all in the same 5-year period.
Is this big guys, this, big features.
I feel like that's a good song. That's a good song. That's a good song. Okay, look, I'm going to say it's semi-recent.
Yep.
Okay, I had a guess. I guarantee you'll choose the same year.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
2018.
Oh, okay, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was
2019.
Yes. Oh, well done. It's a point to you, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Well done.
That was half you. That's half a point for each other.
Nah, okay. Nah, we don't have to be friends like
okay.
that. That's okay. Question number two. Here we go.
Oh, it's the Mendy. No, this is his original, like, this is the first time I knew of Shawn Mendes.
Is it? If I can't,
have food, because that's what I used to say.
Oh, okay.
Man, they're all in this weird area, aren't they? Look, I'm in,
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
2018. Yeah, okay, I know, I had to go the same.
The year was
2019.
Okay.
Well, we both get a point.
So I'm on 2 points.
That's technically a win for you.
I'm on 2 points. You're on 1 point.
Right,
but you know what?
Let's
play another.
Okay, let's go. Oh. Hey,
can
Matt.
We? Oh, God. All right.
This is a tough one. Because, you know, there's a difference between when a song's released and when a song hits the charts, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, we don't like to scare anyone here at K-Rock with the music.
We like to ease you into songs, you know? Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2021. You okay. Tried to stitch me.
The year was 2020.
Oh.
Okay, well, I still won. Okay. Do you want to go number four? Let's just go.
We don't really, but let's go.
Okay. It is.
What? How did we have?
It is Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I know.
And I love Alice Cooper.
How did we have those three songs and then Alice Cooper?
Obviously, Alice Cooper's been sitting there waiting in the wings for quite a few
Probably,
weeks.
Probably, actually. We never get to song number four. Hey,
yeah, okay. Oh, that's, oh man, oh, school's out. That's, yeah, damn. All right. Okay.
Okay, reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1981. Ooh.
The year was
1972. Okay, damn.
Well,
okay. Well,
glad we went for that last one.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? Everyone's a winner.
No.
Oh no, wait. It's just me.
It's nutty. Well done, mate. I think that's 2 weeks in a row. You're a winner.
Sure. Let's say that.
The game never returns.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
We're trying to predict the sex of your incoming baby. Now,
Yes. You
know, of course, you two have chosen not to know the sex because you say, which I think is beautiful, it's the biggest surprise you can get in life.
It's the biggest positive surprise life can give you. I mean, it's going to be a surprise whenever you find out, whether it's, you know, when there's a test or when you meet it for the first time. But, yeah, it's just cool. Like when Indy was born, she was a surprise and we asked for me to be able to announce it in the delivery room.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So when they lifted her up, I went, "It's a girl," and everyone cheered, and it's this beautiful memory that I have.
Aww.
So we're going to try and do that again.
That's so lovely. And that's the thing. We are now trying to psychically guess what it is in traditional or non-traditional, some might say, format.
Yeah.
Instead of going the sonographer, no. There's different ways.
There's ways. I mean, I don't know how long the whole ultrasound technology has been around, but there were ways to predict it long before that.
Oh, 100%. And that's why we're asking you, how do you predict the sex of the baby? We've got Tanya from Lovely Banks on the phone. Tanya, do you have an idea for us?
I do. It's a bit old school.
Okay.
You get the wishbone, the chicken wishbone.
Oh, yeah.
And either you and your wife, you have, you know, or whoever, just, you know, holds one end and you hold the other. And when you snap it, and whoever has that bit with the you know, the little big bit, you know, when you win the wish.
Yeah.
So that one is a boy, and if your wife gets the other one, it's a girl. So whoever the wife gets, whatever one, that's what she's going to have.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I've heard of this before, Tanya, as well.
Oh, I love barbecue chicken too, so we can do that.
That's
you can do it all the time until you get what you want.
Yeah.
Just keep trying.
Okay, I'm not sure if I want to do it like that.
Gianna from Clifton Springs. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Can you tell we chatted about how to spell your name off air? We're like, oh, is that the way it's spelled? I don't know. And then it could be pronounced. So, sorry, Janet, but what's the way we do it?
So it's like a reflexology one. You put your feet together and then the arch of your feet, whichever one's fatter. So if it's the left, it's a girl, and if it's the right, it's a boy. And mine is, when I was pregnant a couple of months ago, I had my baby 2 months ago, and my left foot was more swollen and I had a girl.
Wow. Okay. So just to get that information again, you put both your feet together and we're looking at the arch of the feet. And if one is bigger, did you say whichever one is bigger?
Yeah, whichever one is bigger. So the left foot's for the girl and the right foot's for the boy.
Wow.
I never heard that one. That's awesome.
And it works.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right, Gianna, we're gonna test that one. We'll send you off to the movies as well just for getting involved. Jackie in Whittington, wrap this one up for us. What's the way to test it?
Well, the best way is you get either the wedding ring or the ring that the female wears constantly and take it off, but put it, put some thread through it.
Yeah.
So you're hanging it. She will lay down, but you will put this over her tummy and with the movement of the ring, soon it will decide to go either left and right or back and forth.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's either way that depicts the baby sick.
Okay.
Right. I've also heard with this, Jackie, that it can be like an up and down movement or side to side and then a circular movement with the ring as well, now that you're saying this. Is it
ooh.
Yeah, or have you, or what happens if it's straight, like north south, in a north south direction? Does that indicate a boy or a girl?
Well, to be quite honest, I can't remember now.
That's all right.
I'll Google it. Don't you
win
worry.
Either way.
Okay, well, we're gonna test some of these theories out, I reckon.
Yes.
Let's do that. And I don't know if Carly's gonna be available, so if not, I'll just
Tom and Long K Rock.